Hi, this is Omar Sultan with another Cisco and Cisco Data Center Tech Minute. I am joined by Sydney Morgan, Senior IT Manager for Cisco IT. Sydney, welcome yet again.
Thank you.
So I have been perusing a really cool new asset that was uploaded to the website, which is an interactive tour of the new data center. In fact, I sent this out over one of our Twitter feeds and gotten a couple other folks that think this is actually kind of a cool thing. So I thought we could talk about that a little bit on this week's edition. So, you know, talk to me about the genesis of the project. I mean, what was the idea? Why did we do this? You know, what was the thinking behind the project?
So, I work for the Cisco on Cisco team within Cisco IT, and one of our main requirements and goals is to get out everything Cisco does to our customers, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And when I joined the team, it dawned on me it was very difficult to disseminate all the information that we have here at Cisco. So we decided to leverage some Web 2.0 technologies and where we saw the collaborative environment going to. And we really wanted to create an interactive site where we could, in real time, show our customers the benefits of all of our solutions that we have here at Cisco, how we did them, and the business results behind them. And, of course, the bumps and lessons learned along the road, which are probably the most valuable components to our customers. So obviously we needed a focus area to start on, and the focus area was the data center, and a subset of that is the physical data center. So we've just completed a brand new 28,000 square feet, 10 megawatt data center, which is in Texas. So we decided it would be a great place to start because we were getting lots of requests for data center tours, and since people want data center tours from all over the world, it's pretty hard to fly them into Dallas, get everybody together and coordinate, not to mention the greenhouse gases that it impacts and the traveling cost. So we thought that would be a great area to start, do an interactive data center tour. That way people could log on online and take the virtual tours if they were there. Now, this is just the beginning and the genesis, and the best is yet to come because we will build on this and go through our entire data center strategy within Cisco IT, how it aligns to our data center 3.0 programs. We'll have the UCS, the Unified Compute System, and Nexus architectures and business benefits in this, and then go throughout all of our solutions here at Cisco IT. So we needed a place to start. Besides, the data center was the most requested tour that we could do. So we put together a virtual tour of our brand new facility in Richardson. And that was the genesis. We hope people really enjoy it, and we'd love to have lots of feedback and criteria. And because we want these interactive sites to be for the benefits of our customers, you know, let us know what you want to see from Cisco, and we'll keep on building our interactive site around where our customers drive us.
So actually, that's a good point. Is there a place where people can give that feedback to you, either online, or should they just respond to the blog post here and post requests or feedback? Or
yes, within the data center tour, there will be areas down at the bottom so that they can give us the feedback so we know how to design the next phases of the data center tour. So it's built into the interactive tour.
So if you put on your tour guide hat, what are some of the, you know, must-see stops on the tour? Where do you think that, you know, folks will either be surprised with, or, you know, what would you consider to be the highlights?
So it starts off with an overview. We have Bob, who's on our team, kind of giving the overview of the site, and then John Manville, our data center networking VP, who lays out the strategy. And from there, you can drill down in all the different areas of the data center where you can look at. We have 26 embedded flash videos, over 160 photos of different pictures of the data center sites, and then 15 discrete tours of different locations within the data center, focusing on our data halls, battery rooms, generators, facilities, powers, you know, all the different components that it takes to really build out a data center, and then the business values and some of the operational concerns and challenges that we have within the data center. So we built this to be very interactive and within the attention span and very busy day of most people. So it's divided up into those 15 different tours and locations under four different headings. So you can go in there and look at a 1 minute to 3 minute different video and explanation. So it's a very bite-sizable chunks that if you only have a little minute of time, like 5 minutes, you could at least go through and get different components and business values to the data center and go through it as time needs. It's also linked to other product material and solutions and contacts within Cisco. So So we'll have it very distributed with lots of metadata files in there for you to and links to push on to gather more and more information so you don't have to start and stop and go down via hierarchy. This is very horizontally built so you can jump from one section to the other and then pull up all the different values, white papers, Q&A, and then link it to all the different blogs and logs that we have here at Cisco.
Cool. So it sounds like, you know, beyond entertainment value, there's actually it's accessible enough it can be used as a resource. You can go to a specific area and, you know, see our thinking around a particular topic or, you know, how we've done, like you said,
right,
battery rooms or those kinds of things.
We really, so we focused it and break it down to two areas, the business decision makers and the technology decision makers. So for the business decision makers, we really want to give them some hard evidence that if they did have to put together a business justification for upgrading, modifying, or building a new data center or developing a virtualization strategy, we have some hard numbers for them that they can reference and use and ideas. And then also for the technical decision makers, we have our architectures laid out. Now, this one's the physical data center architecture, but we'll layer on our virtualized architecture with the atomic unit being the virtual machine and that being based on our Data Center 3.0 platform and cloud services platform, the unified compute system, our computing system.
Cool. So this almost seems like a nice complement to DCAP, where that's the abstract and this is almost a practical view of the same kind of thing. You can see
that's,
the actual data center laid out.
Yes.
Cool.
And they're designed to be synergistic.
So what kind of things can we expect to see added in the future?
So the next thing that we'll roll out into will obviously be the Nexus architecture. So we've documented all the business results and lessons learned behind the Nexus architecture and consolidated I/O. And then following that, which we've already filmed and documented, we just need to get it into the interactive flash format, is the UCS platform that's now running Office of the President databases, news at Cisco.com. But basically, we've consolidated all those applications into a single rack using about a third of the energy that we used before. So the website will eventually have all the UC platform and then eventually run on the UCS platform as we migrate into that virtualized environment.
Cool. So I'm just curious, does this help internally? I mean, as much as this is for educating customers, is this a useful tool just for our own internal executives and stuff to help them understand what our infrastructure looks like or help them understand the investment that we're making and, you know, some of the payback?
That's correct. The website or the interactive site is for both internal and external. And you don't even have to be a customer of Cisco. If you're just thinking about Cisco technologies and solutions, it's also geared for that audience also.
Oh, very cool. Do you have any final thoughts or words you'd like to share about about the tool? Or?
Well, it's been about a year in the making with lots of hard work from the team, so I'm really looking for some feedback because at the end of the day, we want to design this to drive the most value to our customers, both our internal customers and our external customers, and our external customers and our soon-to-be customers. So really looking for some solid feedback because we want to make sure that we make our investments and our time on the areas that bring the greatest value to our customers. So looking for some really good, solid feedback and direction on where they want us to take the interactive site.
Cool. Very cool. I definitely encourage our listeners to check out the tool, take the tours. There will be the URL embedded with the podcast link so you can access it directly. So, Sydney, thanks again for your time.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend. This is Omar Sultan for the Cisco and Cisco Data Center Tech Minute, signing off.